Good evening, councillors. Those attending online, members of the gallery and also our staff, I declare the meeting of the 13th of December 2022 opened at 6:07. Can I ask that we stand for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. I would also like to acknowledge the Wangal clan of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land, and I pay my respects to the elders both past and present and emerging. Councillors are reminded of their oath, affirmation of office under section 223A of the Local Government Act 1993 and their obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. And just a reminder that the meeting's audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of the meeting minutes and promoting public transparency. And they're available via review from the council website. I note there's an apology leave of absence for Councillor Hugo Robinson.
Yes.
That his apology be accepted and leave be granted. It's been moved by Councillor David Hole, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, I declare that carried unanimously.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to request attendance via audio-visual for today's meeting, please. That could be noted.
Do we need a motion for that now, Tanya, for audio-visual? So we're moving to allow Councillor Espar a motion to attend via audio-visual Zoom. Meeting's been moved by Councillor Hole, seconded by Councillor Kutcher. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Declarations of interest by councillors. I know, as I have in the past, declared an interest in item, which is the confidential item 137/22, which is the endorsement of the concept of master plan. I note there's also a notice of motion which sort of deals with that as well, so I'll remove myself in the interest, which is item 4/22. And the reason for that is my wife's relative owns a residential tower/units adjoining the master plan area. While it's not included in the master plan, it is close and I will remove myself. So that's item NM4/22. And item 137/22. Any other conflicts of interest? I note there's no other conflicts of interest, so we'll move on to declarations of political donations. I note no declarations. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting being moved by Councillor Espar, seconded by Councillor Manner. Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Now, for agenda items, councillors, I'm not going to read through all the Merrill minutes. I might just go to questions. So the first one is MM/17-22. I'm trying to do the reports now electronically, so bear with me while we're chairing the meeting to find the actual agenda items. So the first one is changes to the New South Wales Government legislation impacting of management of abandoned items for Burwood Council, which obviously includes shopping trolleys. What we're finding is that the actual legislation that's been proposed by the Minister is actually going to make us worse off here, whereas at the moment we can impound a shopping trolley within the hour and notify and penalise the shop owners to create a deterrent for them to actually proactively go out and collect those shopping trolleys so they're not spewed all over the footpaths and in our streets. the new legislation is going to mean that we cannot touch the trolleys. We can only move them to a safe place if they are unsafe. And I believe they've got up to, and then we have to notify the shopping trolley owners. I think they've got up to 4 days or 7 days, 4 days, to actually pick up the trolley. And then at that time, after that time, if they haven't, then there's a number of options, one of those including a fine. What you'll find is the process will still mean that they will collect the shopping trolley, but they'll just do it within the 4 days, so it'll sit on our streets for 4 days. Any questions? There being no questions, I'll put the minute. All those in favour? Those against? I declare that carried unanimously. Next item is 18/22, which is recognising our local heritage. Any questions? Yes. Councillor Crichton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A rough count of our heritage map shows that we have 22 heritage conservation areas, and I think it's time to showcase these significant heritage areas to our residents and businesses and visitors to Burwood. So in addition to the scope of works that you've proposed in your mayoral minute, can the investigation look at the inclusion of street blade signage to show our heritage conservation zones, i.e., as an example, the Appian Way, 1903, Malvern Hill Estate. I think we talk about that regularly, but I think a lot of people wouldn't actually know the vast area that covers. And also areas like St Paul's Close, down in Enfield Mitchell Street Precinct. Just a very simple street blade. I think as part of the street blade renewal program, one was designed for this very purpose, but it just hasn't been implemented as yet. So I think we're halfway there with it.
Okay,
but
yep,
if that could be considered, I'd be grateful. Thank you.
Yep, point taken. There is actually a strategy that we have. So the mayoral minute was to, bring it to light, and not just the strategy, but also to allow opportunities, especially now with some of the West Invest projects. But point taken, I think that's a good idea. And the local shopping precinct, Councillor Kutcher, you had a question?
So it's a question and a possible amendment. So I just wondered whether or not there have been any, whether council has engaged in the nomination process for the blue plaques that are currently open with the Office of Heritage. So it's an initiative that's currently running where we can nominate to our local MP a significant site that can be recognised with a blue plaque. They're in the second round at the moment. They're currently taking nominations until the end of the month. So the question is whether or not that's something council's currently engaged in, and if it's not, then could we add that as a second point to the minute, asking council to look at taking up that opportunity?
I believe there was some discussion around that, but I think, was it Miriam? Who did we speak to? Rita? Dylan? To the general manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we definitely something that we can look into. So we are aware that the nominations are open now. So I think in collaboration with Rita and the department, and Dylan's team, we can have a look at some opportunities. Definitely.
Yeah, point taken. So I think that they understand the intent. I think there's also grants that were we spoke about. My only thing is I'm not going to add it in there, and I'll tell you why, is because there's actually a strategy, so the strategy will come out. It's a certain colour and design. I just don't want to have conflicting two signs on there. So let's just work at it, and we'll get the point taken. There's the strategy. I asked for some photos to be added to this minute, but I don't think they were. Oh, they were. So you could see some of the photos that are actually on there. I just got to see how that would fit in, because part of it is reducing clutter as well around the town centre, and you can see some of the street blades there of the Appian Way, for example, Burwood Hotel, councillor. I think yours was more about conservation areas.
Yes.
So you can see the other ones around poles and some that will go, like, for example, next to a post office. I think they use red across the city. I think that's how they came up with that colour. Yeah. George, did you want to add anything?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we did look at a number of options when the strategy was developed, and that was the most consistent with what we saw with other councils doing. But we can look into that option with the blue plaque and see if it conflicts with that. I'm not aware of the details of that actual policy.
It would be really good to get the strategy, I guess, to come up next year's, one of next year's early council meetings. The reason there was no budget for it at this stage, the reason I'm putting up the Merrill Minute in simple terms is to ensure that part of the West Invest projects, we can try to line item some of these so that can be done as part of that. So we probably bring it up a bit earlier than we should have, but it's so we capture that, we don't lose those opportunities. I'll put the minute. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimous, I believe. Next item is issuing temporary visitor parking permits. This came about from an issue we're having technically in our policy while getting volunteers here. For example, we've got a JP service, and the JP on the Wednesday can't park in the car park even though they're providing a volunteer service. So it's to allow the... It's so one, two things, really. Firstly, is to allow, in the short term, the GM to be able to provide those parking opportunities via a visitor permit that won't be permanent. So I believe the best way to go about it is to have some form of a visitor's permit in the customer service library area. So when the volunteer JP comes in, they're provided with that. So they don't have a permanent sticker on the car, because then it might create a sense of ownership. And it shouldn't be deemed that way. And then you might have other groups, for example, saying, well, I want one too because I'm coming in and running a drive or whatever it may be. And the other one is to amend the policy, but obviously we can't do that at this time, so we thought this is a last-minute one that's been coming about because we've been getting representation from the JP, Justice of the Peace, volunteers. Is there any questions? Councillor Crine.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could consideration be given to extending the permit to, say, volunteers who serve on the committees I'm on, the Sandarkin Committee, the Anzac Committee, the 150-year committee? No? But sometimes it comes up. Sometimes it comes up and they get a bit edgy looking at their watch.
This is the issue we didn't want to create, and that's why we just got to be careful, because then once you widen that net, it becomes a lot wider. So at this stage, it's just for the JP. I mean, we can consider that. I think we need a wider strategy. That's
or perhaps right. Look at reimbursing their fees, because a lot of them are pensioners, as they often remind me.
I think we need to have that discussion. This is just to solve the issue of the JP service at this stage. You come in and volunteer all day, so it's an all-day service, and it's volunteer, and they're giving up their time to do that. Committees is a bit different, plus there's public transport options and those type. But not saying we're not open to that. We just got to talk about that. But we didn't want to raise that at this stage. Any other questions? I'll put them in at all those in favour. Those against? Is that unanimous?
Yeah.
Yep, unanimous. Just for the record of the vote, that's all. Next item is the draft community engagement, 130, which is on page 9. Do I have a motion? Be moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esper. Crichton, sorry. Do I have questions? Speakers for, against? Speaker against?
Yeah.
Councillor?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I've got an incredible amount of respect for the work that's gone into this document and the the briefing that we just had earlier this evening shows that you know, there's a huge amount of goodwill and a huge amount of good work that's gone into this document. But I think it falls a little short in a couple of areas. So I was disappointed to note sort of the matrix where we talk about the involve, collaborate and empower aspect, you know, of why we engage. You know, the idea that a local resident or citizen can only be empowered once every 4 years through voting in their council election, I think just falls a little bit short of where we want to be at, where we want to get to in terms of the way we engage, the way we encourage our community to engage with us. So, look, I think it's a great document. There's a lot of good work that's gone into it, but I think that we could go away and have another look at it as a draft before it goes on public exhibition. Thank you.
Any other speakers? I'll be speaking in favour. I disagree with that comment that our residents are only empowered once every 4 years. We run a number of Merrill Street stalls every 12 months, which are part of the strategy, and sometimes we run them twice a year. But I thought this whole strategy was talking about the options that were presented in that engagement strategy on how we will engage with our residents. But that's what I thought this document's for. But anyway, that's fine. Any other speakers? You write a reply, Councillor?
Just to go back, this is my third term on council, and I remember when I first got on council, we talked about engaging and communicating with our community, and from that period of time to date, to what I see today, is a tremendous advancement of what we're doing, and the call community is a really important community that we're focusing on, and I believe that what we're doing now, what council's doing, what you presented today, is the best for those communities. It's really, really important because they do want to contribute, but they don't know how to, and what you're doing, the different types of methods of engaging with them, is a very important part of, you know, bringing them into our council. And good on you. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Those against? So those in favour were Councillor Manner, Crine, Esper, Faker. Those against, Councillor Hull and Kutcher. Next item is item 43, which is the post-exhibition report, public art in private developments and on hoardings. Do I have a mover? It's been moved by Councillor Crine, seconded by Councillor Manner. Questions? I have a quick question. So this now means that all developments, especially within the town centres or shopping precincts, main roads, will have to have the public art hoarding? To you, General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I refer to our Director of City Strategy.
Looking through you, General Manager, that will apply to new development within the town centre. So obviously there will be historical approvals which either, particularly in the case of the site fences, because they can be undertaken as exempt development. We don't have control over that unless we put a condition on there. So we are dealing with that with new approvals. So regardless of what that site fence, where that fence is positioned, whether it's within the site or on council property, it has to have a public art fence. And then with the hoardings, because an application is required, they will all be required to have public art on them.
Okay. So, for example, like one of the developments in Victoria Street will, in future, if they had that and had site fencing, they would have to have the public art.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Speakers? Councillor?
Just quickly, I just really welcome these guidelines. I think they're a wonderful addition to BOARD. I think it will really help secure our individual identity, develop a sense of belonging, sharing of cultures, and will really enhance the quality of life and livability for our residents and visitors. So I'd like to congratulate everyone involved. I did get a call from a graphic designer who'd been engaged by a developer to help with their hoarding art in particular, and I got very quick service back from our general manager, who's made all the great connections. I think we can expect more of those calls in the times ahead as this new policy and new way of providing art into our community really beds down. And so I just ask for the patience and the cooperation of our staff, who I know are wonderful and really great at this, just to hold the people's hands when they come and make contact with us, because this is a really important policy to be delivering for our community. And I thank everyone. It really helps secure our, I call it a cultural toolbox. I think we've got the wonderful BOARD Art Prize, got our street banners, and these to the public art in private developments, and the art on our hoarings, a very welcomed addition to this great program that we're delivering, which wasn't here 5 years ago when I joined the council. So well done to everyone involved. And art is very good for everyone's soul. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is 132/22, page 75, which is the power of attorney for the general manager. It's recommendation to Councillor receive and note this report. It's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers, Councillor?
Just a question.
Question, just your microphone, please.
Sorry. So underneath, on the first page, it says a budget of 2.5. The gift's capped at 150. Shouldn't that be 350?
No, no, this is item 132/22, power of attorney.
Oh, power of attorney. Sorry.
So still moved by you?
Yes. Sorry.
Seconded by Councillor Crichton. Quesh. Speakers, put the motion. All those in favour?
Right.
Those against, declared that carried unanimously. 133/22, which is the mayoral civic recognition. It's been moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. You had a question.
Yeah, that 150, shouldn't that be 350 cap?
I know we had, I think we did a motion or a mayoral minute for that last Anthony Rahale.
Yeah.
And then I think there was supposed to be a review of the policy or no, or change. Oh, it's to be reviewed. We can always, that can come back anyway. Do you need to change it now or not? No. It's just to receive and note the report. I think they're reviewing their policy. So it's moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Any speakers against? Question? Sorry, Councillor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just note under point four there, there's reference to locally based groups and organisations that are not-for-profit, which includes PNC associations. Would that also include other community organisations such as the Scouts, for example?
I believe so. We've had some groups outside the local area, while they might be outside the local area. But I might get staff to look into that, because before we make any application upon receiving a request, we run it by staff to advise us if it's within policy. And if we decide to do that, then there's a process we go through. I believe so, if they predominantly undertake works as well in the local government area. So, for example, I think we haven't had examples, for example, of an art group providing an art show in Fairfield, for example. Not that we're against that, but providing donations, unless there was some way it was tied back to BOARD. So it might be some local performers that might be from here, things like that. All right, Fab, did you want to... Oh, sorry, General Manager, did you want to add anything?
Through Mr. Mayor, refer to Director of Corporate Services.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you. I think we can have a look at the policy in detail and make sure that that's not excluded, but that's definitely my understanding, that they would not be excluded as long as they're a locally based community group, so something like the Scouts would fit the bill.
There's also a part in there that talks about discretionary requests based on humanitarian natures, but Scouse would fit, like they have in the past. So I'm just trying to give some broader examples. Speakers, for, against, I'll put the motion, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimous, I believe. Next item is 134/22, which is Audit Risk Improvement Committee Annual Report. Be moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Crichton. The motion, speakers for, Councillor Kutcher.
Look, just to note the incredible amount of work that the committee's gotten through over the year, and some of that work's been quite challenging, and to note and appreciate the skill and commitment that the committee bring to those discussions. They've done a really great job this year.
Councillors, other speakers? Speakers against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 135/22, draft internal audit charter. Moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Esper. Speakers, speakers against, put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 136/22, which is the answers to questions without notice, which I believe is to receive and note the report. It's been moved by Councillor Esper, seconded by Councillor Manor. Speakers for, against, to put the motion, all those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Reports of committees. RC 15/22, which is the Sustainability and Environment Committee. And the recommendation there is to receive and note the report. Do I have a mover?
Yeah, can I just move it with an amendment as well, please, Mr. Mayor?
It's been moved by Councillor Kutcher. Your amendment would be, before I seek a seconder?
Would just be to note that, unfortunately, notice wasn't provided to the councillor representative for the meeting, and he was therefore unable to attend.
Councillors, so part one, part two, that council notes that due to a, how can we say?
Oversight.
An invitation was not afforded to or extended to Councillors Kutcher and Manor, and that is the reason why they were not in attendance, Council apologises for the oversight. Do I have a seconder for that? It's been seconded by Councillor Crichton. Or Councillor Manor, I should say, because you're on the committee. Speakers, for, against, I'll put the motion, all those... Oh, sorry, Councillor?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question, Mr. Mayor.
Regarding Sustainability and Environment Advisory Committee?
Yes. So one of the attachments is the minutes of the committee on page 133 there. Just had a question. There was an issue raised at the meeting under general business about community gardens. Wanted to ask one or two questions about that, whether there are, and I take it we're talking about community-run sort of plantation gardens and vegetable gardens. Just wanted to ask, are there any proposals to locate community gardens in Burwood? And if so, what size is contemplated for these community gardens? Are these regulated, these the size restrictions on community gardens? And you know, which locations would they be, you know, proposed to be placed in the LGA?
Just refer that to the General Manager.
I'll refer direct to the City Strategy.
Yeah, and through you, Mr. Mayor, in terms of the issue of community gardens, it has been raised a number of times through various forums, both the Sustainability Committee and others. We're really looking at options about how we might deliver community gardens. There's a certain amount of complexity about how they're delivered, managed, and sort of embedded within the community. And we are using Bearwood North as a bit of an opportunity to see if there is a way of providing that type of facility in a more formalised way. So it's likely we'll be coming back to council with some options and or ideas about how those things can be delivered. Okay. But no further plans, and certainly nothing goes into the sort of matrix around size or location or anything like that at all.
I see. Okay. Seems like a good idea. So.
Well, I think, yeah, we've just got to look at all options and see
Thank
how
you.
It would work.
Mm.
Councillor Crone.
Could I input into that quick discussion just about community gardens? Our friends in Canada Bay
are you going to ask a question or speak?
No, just try and connect.
Let's do that in speaking. Speak on the item we just get into the motion.
Sure. Sorry.
Just so we keep the process.
Councillor,
did you speak full yet? Do you want to speak, Councillor? So now we're speaking on the motion.
Thank you. Just very quickly, I think a very maybe a temporary solution for residents of ours who are interested in gardening could be a quick phone call to the Concord Garden Club, one of the oldest clubs in the Inner West, always seeking new members. And although they don't actually have a community garden, they have a very keen patronage of gardeners, and also they operate out of the Concord Community Centre, where at the rear of that building there is the Concord Community Garden, which is always looking for new members, and I've visited there recently and it attracts many volunteers from across the Inner West. They would be grateful of Bearwood Council's participation, I'm sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers? Can I put the motion? All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is the notice of motion 4/22. I'll just vacate the chair and hand over to the Deputy Mayor to chair the meeting. And then you've got the confidential item, and then so I probably won't come back. You can just chair it.
Okay. Councillors, in the notice of motion 4/22, I just need to advise that I've been advised by council officers that additional information of relevance to this notice of motion 4/22, that it is confidential and commercially sensitive, has come to hand. Councillors will not be able to conduct a fully informed debate on the proposed motion without considering this information. I therefore move that the following procedural motion. I move that the council enter into closed session to accommodate a fully informed debate on notice of motion 4/22 by reason of the following. 1. Section 10A2C of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves information that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage on a person with whom the council is conducting or proposes to conduct business. 2. Section 10A2D2 of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves commercial information of a confidential nature that would, if disclosed, confer a commercial advantage on a competitor of the council. And 3. Section 10A2F of the Local Government Act 1993, as the matter involves matters affecting the security of the council, councillors, council staff, or council property. So I'll move that way. You get a seconder. Councillor Crichton seconded. Can I have a show of hands for those who... Sure.
So just noting Section 10B of the Local Government Act, which says that the meeting's not to remain closed during the discussion of anything referred to in Section 10A2, except for so much of the discussion as is necessary to preserve the relevant confidentiality, privilege or security. I just wonder what's the nature of the information that would require us to hold this discussion in a closed meeting?
Could Councillor, for your question?
Can I? Mm-hmm. Through you, Deputy Mayor, refer to our Director of Corporate Services.
Through you, Deputy Mayor, the discussion is likely to require us to discuss content of the confidential report to council, and so the same reasons that apply to the confidentiality of the report would apply to this if you wish to debate it.
Any further questions? Okay. I'll put the motion. Those for it, hands up, please. So we've got Councillor Espar, Councillor Crichton, Councillor Manor, and Councillor Hull. Those against? Councillor Kutcher. Okay. So we're just going to go into closed session now. Thank you.
Recording in progress.
Okay, thank you. We're back into open session. I'll hand over to the General Manager to read out the result of the confidential item. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. During closed session, Council resolved that, one, the draft concept master plan document shown as attachment one to this report be endorsed for the purposes of public consultation, and the General Manager be authorised to place the document on public exhibition for a period of not less than 28 days. Two, the General Manager be authorised to prepare support information, sales memorandum, due diligence material and heads of terms for the property development agreement structure to support the future sales process. And three, a further report be brought back to Council to provide an update on findings from public consultation and provide a brief on the proposed sales process and secure a final endorsement to proceed with the sales process.
Okay, no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 6:39 p.m. Is that right? On 6:53 p.m. I'm just reading off this. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, staff.